what has gone wrong lately, what worked early?
You know, I'm not sure, but obviously we know they're capable and have a good line and a very good running back. So we're going to try to limit them as best as we can.
Romeo was saying it's a running game. It's so tough.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I'm pretty familiar with it, obviously, with the scheme and playing for Coop. And understanding, really, it's a zone running game with a one-cut kind of back. And, you know, Anderson's obviously a very good running back, too. So, I mean, you combine those two things, and they have a good running game for sure.
Is some of the familiarity possibly a little dangerous in that you are familiar with it, but it's going to be different?
Is it dangerous?
Dangerous to look at it like, oh, I'm familiar with what they're going to do.
Yeah, you know, familiar, but at the same time, you know, we didn't cut and practice, and you can't emulate a lot of things that they're doing, obviously, in the game. You know, they're doing a really good job with it, from the line to selling, you know, the play action to the running the ball and everything. So they're really doing a good job overall. They're balanced, and they're running the ball really well.
Riley, you've been with one team, and so you're not going through what Brock's going to go through. But this whole locker room seems to have really circled around him, circled the wagons, if you will. There's so much at the center of all this. What do you think about what he's going through and what it'll be like for him on Monday night?
You know, I think it'll probably be a little bit emotional. I mean, he played there and, you know, had a good career there. But at the same time, you know, he's here now and we support him. And, you know, I know that he's focused on winning the game and playing well. So, I mean, you know, there's certain things that go into it. But at the end of the day, you know, you're just playing a game. And obviously he's on this team now.
Do you get the sense he understands how to react to all this?
I do. You know, I think he's probably envisioned this and knew this day was coming. You know, he's done a great job this week so far in practice. And, you know, he's going to have a good game.
Romeo says you're one of the leaders of this defense now. How do you take the intensity that you have and transfer it to some of the younger guys?
Well, I mean, the intensity is really just on the field. You know, a lot of it is that's really just, you know, where it stays. I mean, off the field, I just try to teach and talk to these guys as much as I possibly can. And, you know, whether it's coming into the league or little stuff that I see and really just a variety of different things. So, you know, I just try to communicate with all them and share my experiences and anything that can help them learn.
Why do you think that's important to do for the younger players?
Well, I had, you know, older players guided me, you know, and then when you come into the league, it's a very challenging, different kind of workplace. So you try to learn as best as you possibly can and try to adapt as quick as you possibly can. And any kind of older leadership that can help, obviously, you know, is tremendous.
Do you remember a time in your career when you sort of made that switch from being the player that listened to becoming the player that was leading?
Yeah, it was probably around my third or fourth year. It kind of just happens. You know, it's not like you're just appointed, but I think after a certain amount of years of playing and proving yourself, it kind of just naturally happens.
Several of the guys have said that they've turned to you after their injuries to sort of get through that process. Dwayne has said it. Jadeveon has said it. You know, why is that important to do?
It is, you know, same exact thing, though. I've experienced it. I've gone through it. And, you know, there's a lot of knowledge I can help shed to these guys and let them know that, you know, they can get through and they will get through it. So, you know, obviously it's unfortunate that myself and the other guys had to go through those situations, but it just makes you stronger as a person and a player.
First two road games didn't go well early and fell behind and couldn't come back. Last week the same thing happened, but you did come back. Does that help you at all going into this similar type of environment?
Yeah, you know, I think so and I hope so, but at the same time I hope we're not behind. So, I mean, hopefully we can just get out to a hot start and just take off from there and continue the momentum.
Anything about those two road games that you look at and say,
just fell behind. That was the biggest thing, falling behind. And two good football teams, and this will be a third one we're playing this weekend. So, you know, obviously to not fall behind like that and hopefully get off to a good start and take the lead early.
You think your defense is doing a lot of the disruptive things that are necessary to force turnovers?
Yeah.
They just haven't had
it. I think so, and we'll continue to do it. You know, we'll continue to try to get after it. We're not going to quit as far as that's concerned. Continue to try to get after the ball as best we possibly can, just be disruptive in really all aspects on defense.